Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia, points north, south, east, and west. Me and B holding it down in Ashburn, VA, live from the BigBear.ai Performance Center. You can catch us on the YouTube stream, 106.7 The Fan YouTube page. You can watch us on Monumental Sports Network. You can listen to us wherever you may be throughout the DMV. And Brian, it's cold, dog.
Not as bad as it was yesterday.
I think today is colder. You and I have odd temperature gauges.
Dude, the sun's out today.
The wind is windier.
That I saw you taking a picture of the flag.
The flag was howling.
The flag is howling, but the temperature overall is not what it was. Yesterday, it felt like it was 25.
Yesterday, my phone will ever load.
That's what it said.
It's colder. Today is 33, feels like 16.
I'm going to see if you know what you're talking about. I didn't feel cold.
Hold on. I'm showing the people on the stream. Like, I'm not making it up.
Sometimes you do, though. I think your phone is something like you.
I think my phone is my phone. Like, it's a computer.
Stuff
it's AI. Like, it's not debatable. All right, what is your phone saying? What does your phone say?
It's not talking to me right now.
Yesterday it said 40 feels like 25.
I already said it.
Today is 33 feels like 16. Derek, Kerwin's off today. Derek's coming out here to help me to shoot Channel 4 stuff. Derek, if you're listening, I'd like to shoot from the bubble today. I'm gonna be honest with you. I'd like to be in the bubble today. Exciting news. Me and Mitch Tischler are going to shoot Beltway football this afternoon, and I think we're going to do it from right here. Those cameras go to Monumental.
That makes sense.
And you know what? It's a lot warmer right here than it is outside.
Well, hey. I am proud of you. You're starting to use your brain a little bit.
It was Mitch's idea.
Oh. Okay. So if it wasn't for Mitch, you'd be outside.
Dog, just complaining.
You have to learn how to think and then put your foot down sometimes.
Yo, can we talk about something real quick? Usually you say this, instead I'm going to say it. Mm-hmm. Landfill is an ass.
Oh man, you just figured that out?
Dude,
I've known that since when I worked on Saturdays over there.
Yo, so the top of the show, Landfill provides a show sheet, and we do have to talk about the Sharon Moore at Michigan stuff because it just seems crazy.
It's so Sharon.
But I just threw in the show sheet because Landfill's like, anything else you guys want to talk about? And I wrote, I need to ask B for fantasy advice. And Landfill wrote on the show sheet, JP wants to hear B's fantasy. Those two things are not the same.
By no stretch of the imagination.
That's what you texted me. You wanted to hear about B. Mitch's
fantasy. Look at the text.
I saw the text. The text said, I need to ask B for fantasy advice.
Yes, that's
and that doesn't have anything to do with ask B about his fantasy.
Yeah, that's what he's asking you.
No.
We could do me asking for B's fantasy advice a little later, but for people, there are people out there that will say B doesn't play fantasy. Here's what I'll say to you: last year, going into the fantasy season, we all were kind of talking about who should be the number one fantasy pick. And everybody back then was talking about Breece Hall and Jonathan Taylor, all these other players. And last year, B was like, man, y'all are crazy. Saquon. And we were like, Saquon? And you were like, yeah, he just signed with a new team, wants to prove to the world he's right. And you know what? If you had Saquon last year.
He had that damn offensive line.
He went for 2,000 yards. So based on that, I am in the playoffs in all three leagues. Mm-hmm. I was listening to Dave Richard on the Junks this morning. I'm in three leagues, three playoffs. I have one good team. I'm the third seed in one league. The other leagues, I barely got in, but whatever, I got in. And I got quarterback trouble because I've been playing quarterback kind of waiver wire all mm-hmm. season. I got Daniel Jones, who was hot for a while. Then now he's hurt.
Cole.
I picked up Jacoby Brissett about a month ago, who's been very good. But Jake is playing the Texans this week. I don't think I'm rolling those dice.
Yeah, because Jake don't move.
No.
He sits in one spot, and those dudes hunt.
Yeah.
And if you're sitting in one spot, they will find you.
So we got to talk. I got quarterback trouble. Obviously, the biggest story out here in Ashburn is the quarterback situation. And – you know, so I was at NBC4 for a while last night, and I understand we get in this mode where journalistically you're taught to do this, right? But approaching, like, football coaches like we approach elected officials, even though we know elected officials are full of it, mm-hmm. we operate in this world where they are obligated to tell us the truth. They are supposed to present the true information. They don't, but I think there is some legal obligation they're supposed to do that.
I don't think it's a legal obligation.
Well, they certainly don't
do it. They could tell you some semblance of the truth.
Well,
none of them will tell you 100% truth. And nothing you deal with, even the judges that are sworn to tell you, priests, preachers, doctors, lawyers, they don't tell you the 100% truth. They tell you what you need to know.
Well, that is exactly where I was headed mm-hmm. because we're parsing Dan Quinn's words a lot. And it's understandable because you take what the head coach says and you try to put the picture together. Mm-hmm. So Dan Quinn on Sunday says Jaden was healthy enough to come back in the game.
Yeah.
We get to Wednesday. Dan Quinn says doctors didn't clear him this week. He's not going to go. It's the advice of our medical experts.
Yeah.
Then we see Jaden practice on Wednesday, which I found kind of interesting, mm-hmm. and he's listed as limited on the injury report, even though he's already out for Sunday's game. And I am just reminded, NFL head coaches, when Dan Quinn gets up to that microphone out here at mm-hmm. BigBear.ai Performance Center, he is not under oath. He has not sworn on a Bible.
No.
There is no possible perjury charges. They can present whatever information they want. So if we want to, like, parse DQ's words and say, well, you said this, and now you're saying this. They don't care.
Yeah, but that's
like, there are inconsistencies in what we've been told, but I don't think we should act like that's a federal crime.
That happens
all the time.
I don't see, but the thing of it is, who says it's inconsistencies? The fact that he said he could have gone back in the game, and then when the doctors come in and they look further, they decide not to let him play, that could be just the doctor saw a little bit more. And then they decided not to let him play.
Or more happened
but
over 24 hours.
You made the comment yesterday, I think you said, oh, Lord, I had it on my tongue, and then I let it go. You're talking about something that, like, when a coach says something, and then something else can happen. It'll pop back in my
just
head.
Somebody could. So
no, it's like, but, like, the whole thing is this. Oh, yeah, you said Jaden practiced yesterday. He ain't getting hit in that practice.
Right.
So him practicing in a practice and playing in a game are 7,000% different things. In practice, if somebody touch him, they probably cut him. In the game, people are going to try to touch him. When he doesn't supposed to be touched, they're going to bump into him. They're going to do something to irritate and agitate the hell out of him. So, but the thing of it is this. what we have become as a society, we don't believe nothing nobody says.
Sure.
We always listen. We don't. We do a little bit of what Jeff mentioned this to me one day about himself. Jeff don't listen to answer. He listens to respond. Okay? Which means I'm not listening. I just can't wait till you stop talking so I can respond. Okay? Which means you don't hear even what the person is saying completely. If we ever just do what we want people to do with us, listen to the whole question or the whole answer, and then go from there. But while a person is talking, we are already on to our next question. Because we don't listen to the whole. We listen to keywords. Okay? And once he says one little keyword, he could talk for the next 15 minutes. We don't hear nothing that he's saying. So I have learned very much to stay in it. Because when they say a person could go back in the game, I've seen those situations. Guy go back in the game. We don't think he should. He goes back. He's good the next day. Seeing guys not go back in the game. And then the next day, damn, he can't move. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But he could have gone back that night because that adrenaline was flowing.
I also think, and this is where I think we get too caught up in like the official statements and not allow for context. Like, in all manner of life, you're talking with your wife, you're talking with your coworkers, you're talking with your children. Like, context matters so greatly. That's why, like, electronic communication, emails, text messages, a lot of times they lack context. So somebody can mean one thing and the message comes through.
The emotion.
Right.
The emotion in a four-word answer emotionally can mean five different things.
So I've landed at a spot with Jaden where you played 14 years in the NFL. By the time you got to week 15, how many guys on that field are at 100%?
The coaches.
Right.
Because they're not playing.
And they might have a cold. Who knows?
Like I always had the coaches tell me, hey, not that cold out here today, baby. I'm like, hey, you got on a damn overcoat.
Right.
Long johns, plus stuff on top of that, and you got a damn scarf wrapped around your head. I can't put all that on in practice.
Right.
So you're damn straight it's not cold to you. It's cold to me.
I think it's entirely possible if we allow for all the context involved of what's going on. That on some level, Jaden re-injured that elbow. The elbow was hurt. I think it's really important to point out that throughout this season, as Jaden has dealt with injuries, none of them have been a re-injury. He hurt the knee, got better, hurt the hammy, got better, hurt the elbow. This is the first time it's a re-injury. That's a different concern. Because if you can re-injure it once, what does that open the door to significant if you get popped on it again?
I think you got to change that word because the re-injured could just be an agitation.
Sure, whatever you want to call it.
When you say re-injured, we know people run with that.
Okay, that's fair.
In essence.
But it's a different paradigm when it is agitating.
It's the same injury.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I think last week, Jaden's fighting like hell to get back on the field. That's what we know about this young man. To a man, they tell you how impressed they are by his work ethic, his toughness, all these things. And last week, the trainers, the docs, Jaden, everybody says, all right, he's good to go. He can play. This week, is that Jeff's response? I saw
no.
it.
No.
I know what that one is.
Ooh, you saw it?
Yeah. I'm not going to say that.
I'm going to answer. No, I didn't. But you know it's some of them like that in your profession.
Last week, Jaden meets with the trainers, the medical staff, the coaches, and they're like, coach, he's good to go. We can clear him. He's ready to rock. Mm-hmm. This week, it's entirely possible that the coaching staff or the front office or perhaps even ownership is like, yo, unless he's 100%, he's not cleared this week. The bar can change for what we need to see the young man be. And last week, they could say, all right, 80%. 80% of Jaden, we believe, is a higher ceiling than other players. We see this all the time.
Yeah.
Bobby Wagner last week missed 2 days of practice and was questionable on Friday. But they know what they've gotten Bobby, even if he is not fully himself. But this week they could say, all right, Jaden, we've seen this thing happen and get agitated and it's sore. We need you 99%
to
get on the field
to protect yourself better.
Right. And you know what? The trainers could be like, all right, Coach, all right, Adam Peters, all right, whoever they're talking with, he's not fully at 98%, whatever it is. So the bar for what they are clearing him for can change. And that can be a decision made by lots of parties with lots of different input, and that could take the context of a 3-10 season coming off of the worst performance this team has had in 2 years into it.
Yeah.
So, like, people that want to be dismissive of this being a medical decision, I think you're missing the boat.
But the
medical opinions can also evolve.
The question I would ask is this. If it's a medical decision or if it's the person who has that as an investment decide to make a decision, what damn difference does it really make? Okay, listen. If I go out and buy, I'm going to just use a car, Bugatti. And as a professional driver that wants to drive my car, I don't have a damn problem with it one bit or another. But if you say, let me go take it for a spin, I might say something wrong with the tire. It's probably a lie. It's not a mechanical decision, but it's an investment decision because y'all don't think you can handle that car. And I think people have to get to the point. Listen, man. Media today, I would ask this question. How many people are really trying to care about a story and how many people are trying to really get a rise off of something? There are a lot of people out there doing that. Tons of people take care of the story. A lot of other people want to get an angle so they can have something different than the other person. Angles have made people stop caring about the truth. Because people can tell you the truth today, guess what you're going to do? Most people are going to question it anyway because that's what we're trained to do at this point. We got to find something that somebody else didn't find. So we dig so damn much that the truth is never presented. And when it is, we can't even see it.
So I think at times there's a difference between information gathering and seeking. And I think there's a difference between information gathering and getting to the truth. And I think the path to the truth is often filled with information gathering. But I think a lot of times information presented is not fully truthful. So you could line up all the statements that are made and present them, but that's not always going to be the full story. But the information provided does not look completely linear. It does not look like, oh, okay, this all makes sense. There are, when you tell us he could have gone back in Sunday and then on Wednesday he's not cleared, without any other information, is inconsistent.
But that's where I'm lost.
I don't think they care, though.
No, I don't know if they care or not, but it makes sense to me. I don't know why it don't make sense to everybody else. It makes sense to me because I've been through it and I've seen it. But this is the thing about it. Nobody cares about that. But the person that's asking the question today, they feel like they are the judge and jury. They know everything you're thinking and what you're trying to say and what you should be trying to say. But the person that's telling you it has happened over and over again, this has happened in the past when things were totally different. So I don't understand why it seems so odd. Because the problem is so many people today write stories before the story is presented. They're trying to finish up something. They just need you to say one word to help them now release it. And when you don't, then now they have, oh, damn, I got to write another story. By Dan saying he could have gone in the game, I believe him. And then by him not going this week, I think doctors said then, like I told you, when that, you know it too, you said all the time, when that adrenaline dies, that pain threshold is different.
Sure.
So in the game, when you twisted my arm and I already got adrenaline, oh, yeah, I'm cool. So you have nothing to be conscious of. But when I come back the next day when now everything has subsided, and I'm like, oh, they're like, hey, we better hold him out. I see that, and then, but clearly, it's not your throwing arm, so you can throw the ball. We always say you got to get the experience. So him out there practicing doesn't mean one damn bit of thing because he's not gonna get hit in practice. So I just don't understand how it's like, oh, because he said he could have gone back in, and now he's not gonna play this week. They're being cautious. They're taking precautions,
and dude,
which everybody
should.
Does.
They should
be
cautious.
But that is what they are doing, basically what everybody said they should do, and when they do it now, oh, no, it got to be a conspiracy. Not no damn conspiracy. And we say it all the time. The quarterback is the most important person on the field. They are treated differently than everybody else. This is happening now. I don't know why it pisses off everybody just because they're doing what we automatically expect them to do anyway.
You are listening to B-Mitch and Finley. We have a packed show today, all right? John Kime's going to join us at 11. We're hoping to hear from Cliff Kingsbury a little later this afternoon. And the Caps have a monster game tonight. Caps, Canes, Battle of the Metro. Everybody knows what happened last year in the playoffs. I imagine the Washington Capitals, who are red hot, are looking to exact a bit of revenge for last year. And a regular season game does not equal revenge for a playoff loss. But still, big game tonight at Capital One Arena with the boys from Raleigh coming north. The Caps are in first place in the Metro, first place in the East. The Caps have 39 points. The Canes are in second place in the Metro, second place in the East, right behind them with 38 points. I'm going to be at the game tonight, at least for the beginning of it. Tariq El-Bashir, Monumental Sports Network, will join us at 1 o'clock to preview a big-time game, Caps-Canes. Kind of a reminder for the rest of the NHL tonight for the Caps. Yo, we're ready to kick your ass. And I think it's a
I love it.
I mean, doesn't it feel that way? Mm-hmm. Because they've now won, I think, 7 out of their last 8. They're 8-1-1 in their last 10 games. They've gotten red hot. Tom Wilson's playing like one of the best in the world. They're getting tremendous goaltending. Tark's going to join us. Get ready for that. Peter Rosenberg then at 1:30. So we're moving a lot of things around. To do so, we're going to open the phone lines up early. It's going to be Bleep You Thursday on B. Mitch and Finley. Whoever you're mad at, whatever you're upset by, in the text thread, there's a whole bunch of people mad at B. Mitch between a couple different text threads. So maybe those people will call
in. You know what? B. Mitch, one finger salute to all y'all. I could give a damn.
I think one finger salute to Jeff, obviously.
Yeah.
I think to the other text thread, that's a different salute.
I'm not one finger salute to him. Yeah. But he knows like I know. There's some strange folks in that business, too.
It's not all.
We are watching. I watch TV every day, and I see judges doing stuff that I know is not constitutional.
800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Bleep You Thursday next, John Kime at 11.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. All right, folks, it is a Bleep You Thursday, and there's plenty to be upset about even in this Christmas season. Or maybe you're just upbeat. Whatever it is, I think Jeff's mad at lots of things. I want to get it started, though. The MGM National Harbor listener lines are open. Talk to our boy Bees. Speaking of MGM National Harbor, spoke with Bees this morning.
Talked to him yesterday.
He's headed to Vegas soon. But let's get on these phones. Andre is in Reston, kicking us off on a Bleep You Thursday. What's up, Dre? Who you mad at?
I want to say bleep you to all the people who are criticizing the team for possibly shutting Jaden Daniels down for the rest of the year. That's who I'm mad at.
Cool. I think that's fair.
I mean, just in general, just everyone. The way I look at it is, you know, for all those years, all these years after RG3, everyone criticized the staff about how they handled Robert Griffin III and putting him back in the playoff game, and look what happened to him. Jaden Daniels, that was playing for a playoff game. Now you talk about Jaden playing the last four games of a season that's been lost. There's nothing for him to gain. The reps are the reps. You want him to get the reps, but I think the risk is not worth the reward for playing him the rest of the season. Sit him down, let him get healthy, come back next year, reload, and ready to go.
Good call, Dre. Thanks, that's buddy. Well, I think a lot of things could be true, right? I think if he is not medically cleared to play this week, which is what we've been told is the case, then you're talking about three games left. What I've said all along is if we get to a situation where there's only two games left for Jaden to play, I think you just shut that down. I think we wait and see what happens next week. I think it's possible that this is whatever the term people have come up with, the soft benching or the soft rest, where you say there's an injury, but you really don't want the guy to go. We'll see, man. We'll see.
Do people have a right to change their mind?
Yes.
So if I said
– last I checked.
If I said we were going to try to get him to play 5 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago.
You want him to play with five weeks
then
ago.
Then as it gets closer, I realize, okay, we're not going to accomplish nothing right now. Then I change my mind. Is that a problem? And I think that is – the whole thing is when a coach changed their mind, we want to bombard them with so much. We change our mind every day. We change our mind about the story we want to ask. We change our mind about the story or the questions we want to ask them because we're going to change how our story is going to be written. And we get mad because they changed their mind. I think once you get more information, that's how you change your mind.
I had to stop at 7-Eleven this morning for a Celsius because my Celsius provider was late up on delivery. And I wanted to get a donut, and then I changed my mind and got this Greek yogurt.
Yeah. You checked the expiration date?
Yeah.
I've been noticing on those. You got to – not just the yogurt. Anything that got an expiration date on in these damn stores, they don't care.
Bleep you to.
I got to start checking them.
It's Gucci, December 19th.
All right, cool.
But bleep you to the folks selling expired stuff.
Oh, they do it.
Toothpick is on the line. Pick, who you mad at, dude?
Hey, I'm sorry. I got to slide an extra one in there because I just got a text from something. First, I want to bleep all the bots because there is a sneaker being released on Saturday for all to you, and you got to put in for a raffle. And you can never win because of the bots. So now I got to act like I'm D-Mitch to get the pair of shoes that I want. The second bleep you goes to Cliff Kingsbury for not designing an offense where you run the ball and protect your quarterback from all of these hits. So there we go. There go my bleep yous. And I appreciate y'all, man. Thank you.
Appreciate it, Pick.
I want to know why you got to beat me to get the damn tennis shoes. I'm not a tennis shoe guy like that.
Well, I think just you know how I say it's good to be B-Mitch? Maybe he's calling some favors in or something. I don't know. I don't know what.
They're going to say B-Mitch don't buy shoes.
Or maybe he just has a lot of money like you, and that's his plan is just to spend a whole lot
of money. Well, he should buy me a pair when he buy his.
Brief bleep you to White Brian, who just dropped in the text thread, yogurt lasts forever.
Brian, you are a fool if you think that.
I think you've confused yogurt and diamonds. I don't think yogurt lasts forever, dude. That's
try that yogurt that you think lasts forever and see where you be sitting.
You want to
You'd be like
that?
Jeff was yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, all the probiotics and stuff in there, it lasts forever.
Okay.
Listen.
Try it.
White Brian, I think you know that I'm not the most like concerned dude about expired things, but I think when you mess with dairy, dog, you got to kind of stick to the date. Like, this yogurt thing I got is December 19th. If it was December 20th, okay. But, like, January, you got to throw it out, man.
You get, like, 2 weeks of a grace period, at least.
2 weeks? Do you feel that way about milk, too?
I don't take that chance when it comes down to stuff like that, bro. They have you doing things you don't think you can do.
You take that about milk, too?
No, yogurt's different.
Okay. White Brian has now voiced his opinion on yogurt. Who knew?
Yeah, like he thought he could swim in a hurricane.
That's a good point. Los is in Severna Park. Los, who you mad at, dude?
Well, number one, bleep the flu. I just got diagnosed with the flu, so there's that. But there's a big weekend coming up. All right, Navy. So bleep the Army football team. Bleep Army. Go Navy. Beat Army. Thanks for taking my call, guys.
Right, appreciate it, man.
Damn.
Los, you better be listening tomorrow. Brian and I will be live at the Army-Navy Radio Row up in Baltimore. It should be a lot of fun, man. We did it last year, and it was in Arlington at Arlington Cemetery.
Yeah,
it was really cool. Do you know the location for tomorrow, B?
It's at the Convention Center.
The Baltimore Convention Center.
Yeah.
Okay. I know where that is. I'm looking forward to tomorrow. Should be cool. We got a bunch of cool guests lined up, trying to lock it all in right now. Landfill, I'll send you that list once I get it. Let's go to our boy, Drew Cohen, is on the line. What up, Drew? How you doing, buddy?
Hey, JP. Hey, B. Mitch. So
what up, Drew?
I have two related bleep yous. One is to Vince, because it's Giants Week, and I always bleep Vince on
bleep
Giants
Vince.
Week. And the second is to the defense, because – this is the first time in over 25 years that I'm going to miss a Giants-Redskin game. And but mostly because Vince said he didn't want to sit out in the cold, but also because our defense is just so bad. I didn't want to see the Giants run all over and pass all over the team. I mean, I do think that's been the problem with the season. As much as we talk about Jaden all the time, we can't catch a cold on defense. And
are you sick, Drew? Is that why you're not going?
What's that?
Are you sick? Is that why you're not going?
I'm not sick. I just, look, I hate the Meadowlands as a stadium.
Yeah, it sucks.
It's going to be cold outside, and just the quality of that game, it's one of those.
I don't blame you.
It's like eating fast food. It seems like a good thing beforehand, but after you do it, you go, why did I do that?
Yeah,
that's like eating that expired yogurt.
Thank you, Drew. Appreciate you, buddy. Good to hear from you. You know, it's funny. I was thinking about this morning. When I was, like, new to the beat, like, I remember we'd go to New York, and I would always go into the city. Maybe I'd stay in the city, all these things. You know, I booked a hotel for Saturday night in Rutherford, New Jersey. I was like, man, just get me as close to the stadium. I'm going to get to the hotel, maybe find some spaghetti and go to sleep. Like, it's just – this game has zero buzz to it. I did have a bleep you. I was not aware of this. You know the kid, Scooble, the Tigers pitcher that's just phenomenal, Cy Young winner. Mm-hmm. I mean, just really an excellent pitcher.
Yep.
You know the Dodgers are trying to trade for him?
Bruh, the Dodgers
– bleep you to the Dodgers.
Why are you going
to
be mad at the Dodgers? If you got money –
bleep them.
If you got money and it's about winning, you get the best players.
Bleep them.
Okay, you bash a team for not spending, and then the team that spend, you want to bash them too? You got to make your mind up, dog.
No, you're allowed to bleep your own team for not spending. I'm allowed to bleep other teams for spending too much. If the Nats start spending Dodgers, they'll have my full support.
It is only too much when you can't afford it.
It's only an addiction if you can't afford it.
That's what I'm saying.
Jeff, sir, I'd like to confirm the name for line 5 before I say it, please. So, Jeff, can you bring up our listener on line 5? All right, I'm going to do this. Fat Mama, are you there? Hello, Fat Mama.
Yes, sir.
Victor, how are you?
I'm fine. Good morning.
Good morning.
That's the name you go by?
Yes, sir.
Okay, cool.
It's spelled with a P-H, according to Jeff.
Oh,
yeah,
P-H-A-T.
He got it right.
All right, there we go.
Take me
pretty
through
hot
there.
Tipton. There you go.
I'm bleeping the mailman because he ain't sending them checks out. And JK5. If he – KD5.
You're mad at Kevin Durant?
No. JD5.
If
why are you mad at Jaden?
Field, tell him come holler at Fat Mama. I got him.
Oh boy. Thank you for the call, Fat Mama. I hope you have a great Christmas.
Oh boy.
Thank you. Happy holiday.
Got all right, you too. Yeah. That was a call.
Yes indeed.
All right. Folks are on the phones. Stay there. We're gonna take a quick break and we'll round out Bleep You before 11 AM where John Kime will join us. You're listening to Beamish and Finley. If you're on hold, stay there. If you want to call and bleep somebody, including the mailman, evidently, fire away.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
All right. So come give me a hug. All right, it's B. Mitch and Finley. We're doing an early version of Bleep You Thursday as we get ready for what is going to be a very busy day for the Washington football team. We're going to hear from Cliff Kingsbury here shortly. Right now, though, we're going to hear from Dave in Raleigh on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. Dave, who you mad at?
What's up, Dave?
I'm actually mad at the LA Lakers, man. I had one of my classmates, White Brian, 50-cent bets. They cost me a 19-leg parlay last night, man. Like $850. I'm trying to scramble up this Christmas cash. And the Lakers, they didn't do it for me last night. So bleep the LA Lakers.
Hold on. You had a 19-leg parlay that 18 legs hit.
And a Lakers 18 missed.
Legs. Lakers missed last night, man. The worst part was I actually had two college games at the same time. So I'm really just hunting for a buyout at this time, you know. And both the college games need to go over. At the same time as they were just going over, the Lakers went on that, like, they let the Spurs go on like a 10-0 run in the second quarter. So the buyout went down to like $40. And I said, you know what, for $900, I'm going to let it ride.
Damn, and the bet was for real 50 cents?
50 cents, yes, sir. I don't do a lot of big bets. I do those crazy White Bryant hope
and prayer bets. Hey, you were taking that 40, man. You had a come up.
I mean, seriously, yeah. 50 cents to $40 from a percentage is 400% or something.
You know, like, man, it could have been 900 if LeBron would have did something. You know, Luka has that fourth quarter match, but he didn't have it last night. And also, Jay, I want to help you with your dairy issue, bro. I was a dairy manager for like 20 years. And the date that's printed on your product, your yogurt, is not the use-by date. It is the company's sell-by date. So the USDA actually gives you 7 days past that date in order to consume the product.
Okay, but White Brian's talking about 2-3 weeks. I think that's incorrect.
No, he's crazy. They give you 7 to 10 days. Okay. Is always my recommendation. Just keep it cold, man.
And see, what you just stated, I figured that out a while ago with White Brian. He's a Looney Tune.
What was the Lakers line last night?
The Lakers, I took them just the money line, man. It was like, I think they were favored, too. I think they were like -220 or something like that. And like I said,
it was 7.5.
Damn, dog.
Yeah, 7.5.
I am sorry.
Yeah, it was terrible,
I'm sorry, man.
I was so mad last night.
I appreciate it, man.
All right, brother.
Good luck on the next 19-leg parlay. Now, Brian, I would argue 19-leg parlay is kind of a long shot, man. Maybe you take the $40.
It's a long shot. Yes, indeed. But anybody gets in that position, they all do the same thing. Man, I can get this 900.
Damn, that's tough, dude. I think Jeff's still answering calls. I do think Jeff was mad about some stuff. You got any bleep views? Anybody in the aquarium? Anybody mad?
Nah, I'm trying to be nice these days. I don't bleep people.
I paid my bus ticket, my bus lane parking ticket. I saw the story last night.
Did you pay the price that they sent, or you missed it a couple times.
No. I got it done.
Okay.
I had it until the 19th. I paid it last night.
All right.
All right, we got some bleep yous in here.
Oh.
Yeah.
Pardon
yeah.
me.
The first one go to you, JP. How you going to
ask us? I've done nothing.
How you going to ask us, do we have any bleep yous? And as soon as White Brian and I and myself go to crack the mic, you start talking about yourself.
Because, dog, I can't see you. I didn't know you were going to talk to Mike. I thought you might still be answering phones or whatever.
Nah, you could have said, I got to bleep you, JP.
As soon as you said, I got to bleep you, I said, okay, fire away.
Yeah, but as soon as we were about to say, I got to bleep you, you started talking. So bleep
also,
you.
Also, often you put in the text thread, I got to bleep you. Then I'm aware of
it. Hey. We not switching this to me and what I do. You started talking. It's on you. White Brian, what's your bleep you, brother?
Yeah, bleep David Stearns and the New York Mets. I've lost Edwin Diaz and Pete Alonso in back-to-back days.
This is the most I've liked the Mets in a long time. The Orioles, spending money. The Orioles have one of the richest owners in the world. If my man, listen, nobody can compete with Steve Cohen on a dollar-for-dollar basis, mm-hmm. but Rubenstein with the Orioles can spend. Let's spend. Get a pitcher. Bleep the Dodgers. Go get Scooble. Because I'm going to be honest, for DMV baseball fans, this ain't going to be the Nats' year, okay?
LA,
they might be building for the long haul.
Think about it. L.A.,
Baltimore in the summer. That crab smell, Boog's Barbecue.
Do you see the people walking up and down Rodeo Drive?
Have you seen the people hanging out at the Inner Harbor?
Yeah, I ain't going to go to Rodeo Drive.
I don't know what happened to the Inner Harbor, dog. For a long stretch of time, it was like a hot spot, and now it is. It's a concerning place to hang out.
Now, when it was a hot spot, you were just a psychopath.
Nah.
Yeah, you didn't
It was
mind.
Like a spot for families.
You become
stuff.
A grand. You become a dad. A dad now who acts like a granddad. So everything scares you a little bit. When you were wild,
hold
Jay,
on.
You
when's
were
the last time you were walking around the Inner Harbor?
I was a ghost town. Just there like 2-3 weeks ago.
I don't know, man. When we were going out to bars, we were going to like Fells and Federal Hill. All right, the boys in the aquarium have lots more bleeps. Pardon me, fellas. Jeffrey, what do you got?
I would like to bleep the callers that call in, and they're not listening to what we are actually talking about on air. Bleep them, because we clearly done had like 6 bleep you calls, and the guy calls in and say, I got a quick question for B-Mitch. That's tomorrow, dude.
Hey, man. Hey, I see, this is what I'm saying. They've been doing that for years. It's not the first time. People, they call. Listen, they just do what they want to do. They don't care.
Still Jeff, bleep do you them. Know, Jeff, I know what that guy's question was for B-Mitch. Do you want to know it?
Nah, I'll wait till tomorrow for Ask B-Mitch anything. And bleep
well, here
you.
It is. He would have said, yo, B, do you remember when we met at Sports Authority in Reston in 1997?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. You're cool, man.
All right, what's your other one,
Joe? You owe me $50.
My last one is bleep you to White Brian. I mean, it's Giants week. I mean, I know it's nothing to play for. We got Mariota coming in. Let's go. Let's whoop these Giants.
All right.
I'm in on that.
Whoop
I'm in on that.
Trick.
Oh, get them, B. another rousing edition of Bleep You Thursday in the books. The highlight to me of Bleep You Thursday was when a listener, Fat Mama, called in and said she could take care of Jaden.
She get back on the field.
Yeah.
If you get that happening, then we know what to say to everybody.
Hey, instead of Dr. James Andrews, you go visit Fat Mama. Nobody go anywhere. John Keim will join us next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.